إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله. سبحانك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى، وأصلي وأسلم على النبي البشير سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the obedience of Allah. اتق الله, and you will be successful in this world and the next. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the purpose behind which this creation exists, the purpose for which the heavens and the earth were created, the purpose for which the messengers, the prophets were sent, the great purpose for which the books were sent down from the sky, the reason for which Allah Ta'ala created the paradise and the hellfire, and He established the Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment, and the Sirat, the pathway over the hellfire. The reason for which the heavens and the earth and all that is within them exist is for one true purpose, one goal, one intent, which is to establish the oneness of Allah, the Tawheed of Allah, for the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. Allah ta'ala, He says, we did not create the heavens and the earth and what is between them as a plaything, as something that is created in chaos. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ لَوْ أَرَدْنَا أَن نَتَّخِذَ لَهْوًا لَاتَّخَذْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا إِن كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. Allah Ta'ala, He says, we did not create the sky and the earth and what is between them in playfulness, in pastime. Rather, if we wanted to do that, we could have taken something for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. Does mankind think that he will be left suda, suda, without any purpose? Does mankind think that he is left wandering aimlessly in this world? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Say that my Lord would not care for you, our Lord, my Lord would not care for you if it was not for your dua. Say that my Lord would not care about this creation if it was not for their dua to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stating in Surah Dariyat, the great purpose behind the establishment of this universe and the creation of the heavens and the earth, the Jannah and the hellfire, sending of the messengers, the coming down of the books, He says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا. Inna liya'budun. I did not create the heavens, I did not create the jinns and mankind except for the worship of me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explaining in Surah Dhariyat the purpose for our creation. Allah ta'ala, He says after this, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ. I did not create this, the heaven, the jinns and the mankind, seeking for them to provide provision for me or to provide food for me.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ, Allah is the Razzaq, Allah is the provider, the sustainer. ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ, He has the mighty power. So Allah Ta'ala, He explains in this verse that He did not create mankind and jinn except for one true purpose, one goal, one higher intent, which is to worship Him, which is to establish the ubudiyyah, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah. He does not need the rizq. One might think He created servants of Him so they could work for Him and bring some benefit to Him. Just like a master, he has a slave so that he can work and provide food for him, or to provide some benefit for him. But in order to clarify, Allah Ta'ala, He says, I do not need from them rizq, provision, and I do not need food from them. Indeed, Allah is the one who sustains all things. He has all power, and He is the mighty. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, so this is the purpose of our creation. This is the wisdom behind the existence of all of the creation, that is to establish the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He does not need us to feed Him, rather He is the one who feeds all of the creation. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the servant of Allah, if he knows that Allah is the King of Kings, if he knows that Allah is the one who controls every affair in this universe, the servant of Allah, if he knows that it is Allah who sends down the rain from the sky and gives life to the dead earth, if a person, he realizes that it is Allah who causes the plants to grow and the plantations to bear fruit, it is Allah alone who causes the heavens and the earth to be still. He causes the earth to be a place of establishment, that we can stand upon it, and that He has made the mountains and the sky and the sun and the moon run according to His command. If a person, he realizes this, this is not enough. This is not the true tawheed. Because the pagan Arabs, they acknowledge that it is Allah who controls the heavens and the earth. They knew that it is Allah that created us, but they had worship of others besides Allah. They made partners with Allah. They had tawheed of the rububiyyah of Allah, that Allah is the Rabb and the sustainer of the heavens and the earth. But they did not have the tawheed of uluhiyya, of worship of Allah. So they took idols and others besides Allah, thinking that they would get them closer to Allah. They followed the religion of their forefathers instead of following the religion of the fitrah, the deen of Islam. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the mushrikeen, they used to worship the jinn besides Allah. While they acknowledge that it is Allah alone who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. So the true meaning of tawheed, the true meaning of the monotheism of Islam, the oneness of Islam, is that a servant, he only turns to Allah for his needs, for his worship, for his love, for his calling, for his fear and hope. He only turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he realizes his soul, it only turns and feels the gravitation to Allah for all of its needs. Beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, in general, the true meaning of Tawheed, the true meaning of being a servant of Allah, a slave of Allah, is that the heart does not turn to anything but Allah. This is the true general meaning of Tawheed of Allah, that in the heart there is nothing except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person, when he achieves this state where his heart is attached to Allah alone, then he hates whatever Allah forbade by nature. He hates whatever Allah forbade of the muharramat. He loves what Allah commands. Whatever Allah commanded and obligated, this heart of a person who has truly achieved the tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the true monotheism, his heart only desires what Allah desires, and his heart hates whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he hates. Beloved brothers, this is the reality of La ilaha illallah. This is the reality. When we achieve the true understanding of La ilaha illallah, then the heart is only attached to what Allah loves. And those who make worship to other than Allah, they make tawaf around objects of worship other than Allah Ta'ala. Their hearts love things other than Allah Ta'ala. They have more love for things other than Allah Ta'ala, then this is a type of shirk. As Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, from mankind there are those who take besides Allah andad, nidr, partners, objects of love and worship. They love those things as if they should love Allah, as if they love those things more than they love Allah, or they love those things the way that they should love Allah alone. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the heart that is truly filled with the tawheed of Allah, then it realizes, it stays away from what Allah forbade, and it follows what Allah Ta'ala has commanded. This is the one that has truly achieved the tawheed of Allah. The heart by its nature hates that which displeases Allah, and the heart by its nature, it loves what pleases Allah. So beware, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. I advise you and myself to beware of all types of shirk. And shirk, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, could even be in a football or on a screen of a television. Shirk could even be in these things. If those things, one devotes himself completely, spending all his time to a game, a football or a ball, or spends all of his time and all of his devotion to the screen of a television, and they give ta'zeem, they give greatness to those things as they should give to Allah, then those things, they become partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a type of shirk. If that love for those things, the love for a screen of a television or the love for a football or a ball, it has more love in a person's heart than their love for Allah, then he has taken partners with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us about this type of shirk, this type of ibadah to other than Allah, this type of God that people take besides Allah. He says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. أَفَرَأَيْتَ, did you not see? A rhetorical question, emphasizing that, did you not see the one who took his desires as his God? Did you not see the one who took as his God his desires, his object of devotion, of worship, of love, of submission? He took as his God his own whims and desires. Then Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. Will you then be responsible for such a person? Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala, from the perfection of Tawheed of Allah, is to love whatever Allah loves again, and to hate whatever Allah hates. This is part of sincerity for Allah Ta'ala. And the reality of Tawheed, this reality of Tawheed, if one achieves this state, he achieves true happiness in this world and the next. This Tawheed is the cause for a person to achieve the true happiness, the true felicity in this world, in the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم المهتدون. Those who believe, those who have iman, الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم, and they don't mix that iman, they don't cover it with dhulam, and here dhulam, it means shirk with Allah, then ulaika lahumul aman, they are the ones who achieve security. They are the ones who achieve security, meaning in this world and in the next, safety from the fire. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun, those are the ones who will be rightly guided. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the fruits of Tawheed in Allah, from the fruits of true Tawheed in Allah, is that a person, he realizes that no one can harm him or benefit him, no one can help him truly or harm him except Allah Ta'ala. And that he, when he is with Allah, with his heart, then Allah is with him, with his protection, with his guidance, with his help. Whoever is with Allah, then Allah is with him. And whoever guards Allah's commandments and his prohibitions, Allah will guard him in this world and the next. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, remember the hadith of the three who got stuck in a cave in a mountain, and a boulder had fallen down and covered the entrance, and they thought they were destroyed. Nothing will save us this day, far away from people, from everything on that mountain. But they turned to Allah. They said, nothing will save us today except Allah, if we turn to Him sincerely by our righteous deeds. And indeed, Allah answered their prayers. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the effects, from the fruits of Tawheed in Allah, is honor and dignity and nobility in this world. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the believer, the Muslim, he becomes honored in the sight of Allah. He has a high status when his heart becomes attached to Allah. Listen to the story of Rabi' ibn Amr, who was a Bedouin man. He came to the courtyard of Rustam, the most powerful leader of the time, the king of Persia, who was famous for his power and his might. So Rabi', he came in riding on a small horse with his disheveled clothes and his spear. He took his horse and he made it walk all over the carpets until it destroyed the carpets of the king. Then he came down and took his spear and he poked holes on the curtains of the king so he could tie his horse to that wall. And then when he walked past the king, and remember the king was in his mighty gown with all of his courtiers around him and all of his army, Rabi', he took his spear and he stabbed all of the pillows surrounding the king. The king was amazed. Who is this person who has such bravery, who dares to come into the palace of the mightiest king of that time, this Muslim, and he comes with his horse, trampling all over the carpeting, destroying the pillows and the curtains with his spear, and then he wants to talk to the king. So then here, to the shock and amazement of everybody in the court, the king, he said, "What do you have to say? Who are you? Why? What do you have to say?" Rabi'a, radiallahu anhu, Rabi'a ibn Amr, he said his famous words, words that we remember always. He said, and they came again from a heart that had true tawheed in Allah, a heart that only feared Allah and didn't fear the creation of Allah, a heart that achieved the izzah, the greatness, the nobility of submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said to this person with full honor, he addressed the king, he said, "Allah has sent us to take whom He wills out of the servitude of the slaves of the creation, the servitude of what He created, to the servitude of Allah, and to take them out from the constraint of this dunya to the vastness of the akhirah, the afterlife. And to take them out, He has sent us to take out whom He pleases from the oppression of the false religions to the justice of Islam. He has sent us with His religion to His creation so that we can call them to Him. So whoever accepts it, then we accept from him and we go back. And whoever rejects, we shall fight him forever until we meet the appointment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the izzah, this is the honor, this is the dignity of the worship of Allah. A Muslim who achieves the oneness of Allah in the dunya, then the dunya, all of it becomes his space, his place of da'wah. The dunya, it becomes the place where he seeks to achieve the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. أقول هذا القول واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, hold on to the tawheed of Allah until you meet Him. Keep fast to the oneness of Allah and you will achieve true izzah. One final example, Uqba ibn Nafi', one of the noble Salaf al-Salih, he went to the ocean with his horse and he said, "Wallahi, if I knew there is a land on the other side of this ocean, I would run and split this ocean with my horse to spread the deen of Allah, to spread the tawheed of Allah ta'ala." Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, these are the examples of people whose hearts were attached to the love of Allah, who gave life to their hearts through Allah. They realize that it is Allah who gives them life and who gives them death. They live the words of Allah ta'ala, "قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ." Say, "Indeed, my prayers and my sacrifice, my life and death is for Allah alone. لا شريك له. He has no partner." اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في سوريا وفي فلسطين وفي بورما وفي كل مكان اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا أقول هذا القول استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين عباد الله اذكر الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله استوى تدلو يرحمني ويرحمكم الله come towards the center inshallah close the gaps complete the first lines first straighten the line استوى الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد الله أكبر
سبحان ربنا العظيم
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر.